Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back. It's the one after the hour. Thank you very much for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. Always a pleasure to continue to be with you. I'm Jim Blasingame, and you're listening to the Small Business Advocate Show, and I'm glad you're here. Suzanne Paling is here. Suzanne's a great member of our Brain Trust. She's one of the top leaders and thought leaders in sales management in the on the galaxy. She's got many years of experience on this topic, starting right out of elementary school. She has a column that she writes that's published on a number of magazines and newspapers and websites. She's the author of The Accidental Sales Manager, which has become one of my favorites in the sales management world, and The Sales Leader Problem Solver as well. And she's our good friend, Suzanne. Welcome back.
Thanks, Jim. Always a pleasure to be with you and your audience.
Love having you back for one thing, not only because you're so smart, but also because of the topic that you talk about. As I told the audience earlier, Suzanne, I started making my living on commission many, many years ago, many decades mm-hmm. ago now, and I've never stopped. I mean, I still walk, talk, think like a salesman, and I'll always be that way because what I love about selling is I believe that selling makes the world go round. Nothing happens until somebody makes a sale, and whatever we can do to get better at it helps everything, doesn't it?
Absolutely.
One of the things that you talk about, that and I know you want to talk about today, is a topic that when I was with Xerox, we got really good at this. I mean, it was as much a part of our job as waking up and putting our clothes on, and that was building a pipeline and being hard on ourselves on what we said was in the pipeline. Talk to us mm-hmm. about what you've been working on.
I think that people, especially sales leaders, especially Jim early in their career, get things confused. I think they get the deal review confused with a pipeline review, confused with a sales forecast review.
Ah.
And they're very, very different animals.
All right. Well, define those three for us.
The deal review is really, at its essence, a coaching session for the rep. You're really asking them, have you asked the customer this? What did you say when mm-hmm. they said that? Do you really know this? Do you understand that? Do you know who the influencer is? Do you know what the status quo is? And you begin to coach them. And the pipeline review is to make sure they have enough deals to make their quota. And are those deals in the right places in the pipeline?
That's a numbers thing, isn't it? It's how many do you have, and what mm-hmm. and where are they in the process? Right, in the process
where
of going from meeting them to closing them.
Yeah, and should some of those deals be moved back? Mm-hmm. If the sales leader asks the right questions, they might say, you know, I don't think this is as far along as you think it is.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe we should back it up a few places in the pipeline.
Mm-hmm.
When you don't do a strict pipeline review, then you get in trouble in the sales forecast. And the sales forecast, as you know from all your years in sales, are just for the deals that are just about to close.
Right. So a pipeline is literally not, it's a combination of sheer numbers and quality of numbers, mm-hmm. a mix of different levels of progress. A deal, mm-hmm. a forecast is who am I going to close this month, for example, or this week, and the deal review is, okay, of those you're going to close this week, do you need any help with that? Can I help you with a proposal or with a demonstration or whatever?
That's right. You know, last week we talked about the XYZ company. You were going to ask mm-hmm. the decision maker this question. What happened? What did they say? You know, or the rep might say, you know, I've been asking all my decision makers this question, and it's not working, and this is what they're saying, and, it, you know, you go back and you revisit. So one thing is sales rep intimidation. If they feel intimidated in a deal or a pipeline review, they're going to clam up, not talk as much.
Mm-hmm.
And really the deal in the pipeline should be about getting them to be forthcoming and making sure the deal is in the right place.
So we didn't have a clam up option when I was being managed with Xerox and Sears and places like that. We didn't have a clam up option.
Mm-hmm. I hear you. But if the reps aren't, you know, forthcoming enough, it means that you shouldn't be figuring out their forecast in the deal or the pipeline review.
Mm-hmm.
The sales forecast is its own unique animal.
Right. The pipeline is the instrument that sales reps can blow smoke on their managers the most about. The forecast, though, when you get down to the forecasts, where you're saying, okay, who are you going to close this week? Who are you going to close this month? Who you got in the hopper to close next month? And then you get into the forecast, which is, okay, now let's get granular. Let's see what we're going to do about all those. This is what I love about this, Suzanne. This is an absolutely fall off a log easy way to make sure that your sales are going to support the business model of the company, the cash flow requirements, the profit requirements, the marketplace position. It's such a by the numbers 1, 2, 3 thing. It's nothing could be easier, and yet, Suzanne, most companies don't do this. I don't understand. Do you?
I understand. Well, no, I don't understand. You're right. They should, but I understand in the sense that they're mixing up the deal review, the pipeline review, and the sales forecast review.
I don't think they know. They haven't. Not enough of them have read your books, Suzanne. I don't think enough of them know. So many small businesses start up with somebody who doesn't have a background in professional selling. You know, just because mm-hmm. you've been a salesperson one time doesn't mean you've been trained how to do the things you're talking about. This is why your book is so important.
Thank you. I appreciate that. And I do talk in the book about the deal reviews, the pipeline reviews,
folks,
and
this
the sales forecast.
This is not pointy-headed, egghead, ivory tower stuff. This is fall off a log easy. If you follow these steps, you will be more successful.
The back and forth, the arguing, the pushing on each side should really take place in the pipeline review.
Right.
Once it's on the sales forecast review, that deal should be on its way to closing. If it isn't, there is some kind of major problem.
Suzanne, I got to go to a break. Folks, we're going to talk some more about this. But folks, when you have these three elements in front of you, it's easy to see where you're going and see whether you like what you see. Quick break. Stay with us.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.